The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Today's daf is Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied for Ashramah. עינו נשמת מור זקני יוסף בן שרה ועינו נשמת מרת זקנתי יפה בצרה ואברהם בן אסתר וחשב תנחם בגן עדן אמן תנחם בן אסתרית להצלחת חיילי סבא גנד ישראל העומד ומשמור עשינו ועל אלוהינו for the safety of תושבי ארץ ישראל also for רפואה שלמה of all the פיצועים in the מלחמה and for שרה בת רחל עדנה לפעל להם ופת הנפש ופת הגוף ואתם כרבד אבו וכן לרצום ולומר אמן. We are on the Mishnah on Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Okay, Matnitin. Ma bin Tam le Mu'ad. What's the difference between a Tam and a Mu'ad? Ela she'a Tam Meshalem Hatsi Nezek Megufo. U Mu'ad Meshalem Nezek Shalem Mena Aliyah. Okay. What's the difference between a Tam and a Mu'ad? Tam pays Hatsi Nezek Megufo, as we learned many times. You cannot pay more than the animal that damaged is worth. Let's say the damage was $200. So we say Hatsi Nezek right away, only $100. But the shore that damaged is only worth $50. So finish, you sell the shore, you give him the shore. You don't have to pay more than the shore Hamazik is worth. That's what it means, Megufo. ומועד משלם נזק שלם מן העלייה. מועד שלם, you pay full price מן העלייה. We'll see what Aliyah means. It means from the best. The best of the, even if the short is only worth a little, you got to take it from your house. Take it from somewhere else to compensate to make sure to get a full payment. So the Gemara's Doresh, my Aliyah, what does it mean Aliyah? Amara el-Azar, Rabbi el-Azar, b'me'ule shebenechasav. Aliyah meaning from the choice of his assets. V'chin hu omer, v'yishkav Hizkiyah u'im abotav, v'yigberuhu, and they buried Hizkiyah HaMelech. So it writes, they married him b'ma'ala kivre b'nei David. Hizkiyah HaMelech was a tzaddik. So when they buried him in the choice graves next to David HaMelech, alav shalom. That was a zechut for Hizkiyah because he was a melech tzaddik. So it says they buried him b'ma'ala. They buried him in the choice area next to David HaMelech. Okay, now the Gemara's Doresh. Ve'amar, so it's just showing you the word ma'ala, it's choice. Ve'amar, Rabbi Elazar, be'ma'ala etzil me'ulim shebe'mishpacha. Next to the choice members of his family. That's where they buried Hizkiyah. U'man ninu, David u'shlomo. They buried next to David u'shlomo. Ve'yikberu b'kburotav, asher chara lo be'ir David. Ve'yashkibu b'mishkav, asher... Let's want to read the word mile besamim uznim. They buried him in the grave over there that was filled with besamim, with perfume and znim. So the Gemara says, "My besamim uznim." What does that mean? When they buried him, there was besamim uznim. Rabbi Elazar Amar zine zine, different types of fragrances. They buried him like it was this very very aromatic. Place over there they put like many forms quantitatively zine zine many types of besamim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Hanani amal besamim shekol amariach behem bali dezima. That was such a great fragrant that anybody that smells such a fragrant would come to promiscuity, would come to commit a language. If a lady would wear such a perfume, it would bring the person to zima. So according to the first explanation, it's explaining the besamim in a qualitative sense, many forms of besamim, and the second pshat is explaining on a qualitative sense, that was a mishubah besamim. They buried Hizkiyah in that besamim, with that besamim next to him. Okay, so comes again what it says. That pasuk, by the way, I'm sorry, I said it's Hizkiyah. That pasuk is actually referring to Asa, which was another king of Yehuda. The first pasuk was Hizkiah Melech Yehuda. They buried him next to David and Shlomo. And this pasuk was referring to another king called Asa, the king of Yehuda. Comes Gemara and says, Ki charu shuha lelachedeni upachim tamnu leraglai. This pasuk is referring to Yirmiyah Navi. So what does it mean over here? They dug a grave, a shuha, a pit. They dug a pit in order to trap me. Upachim tamnu leraglai, and traps they planted at my legs. What is Yirmiyah referring to over here? Rabbi Elazar amar shehasduhu mizona. They suspected Yirmiyah, chas v'shalom, that he went with the zona. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani amar shehasduhu me'eshet ish. They suspected him that he went with eshet ish. What's the reason for this over here? Because Yirmiyah was like a Navi, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He was always on call. And therefore, he was punished from his wife. So the people said, well, you think he's not he's a human being? How can he go without a wife for so long? And that must be he's got something on the side. So therefore there were Hoshed Yirmiyah. There was a lot of contention between Yirmiyah and the people. Because Yirmiyah rebuked the people always. He told them the Galut is coming, Galut Bavel. Therefore they were always would antagonize him. So they suspected him. So Gemara says, Mishlama, the Madamar Shahajdu Mezona. According to the opinion that says they suspected that he went with a Zona. Hainu Dikhtit Kishuha Amuka Zona. In Mishle, it refers to a Zona as a deep pit. The person gets involved with Znut, he falls into the deep pit of Gehinnom. And it says in the Pasuk of Yirmiyah that we just read, Kicharu Shuha Lelachdeni. And we see by Shilamo, he refers to Zona Znut as Shuha Amuka. So if it makes sense, that you say it was Zona. However, Eda Lemandabar Shahajdu Meshet Ish, my Shuha. Well, what does it mean? Where do you see that they suspect him from Eshet Ish? Using the word Shuha. So the Gemara says, Atu Eshet Ish, Minafka Mechlal Zona. What do you think? Eshet Ish is not Znut? It's also a form of Znut. So therefore, you could use the word Shuha Zona also by Eshet Ish as well. Bishlam Alam Adam Shahdum Eshet Ish. According to the opinion that says they suspected him for Eshet Ish, Hainu Dikhti Vata Shem Yadat Kol Atzatam Alai. The word is Lamavit. Which means you see all their plots against me, Yirmiyah says they tried to kill me. Yeah, because if a person commits Eshet Ish, he's Hayav Mita. So therefore that's why he says, oh, you see their plots against me, God, that they try to suspect me on something that is punishable by death. But according to opinions, they suspected Yirmiyah. What's new? Maila Mavit. What's Mavit? There's no death penalty if a person goes with a Zona. So Gemara says, Sheshtichu Lebortit. As we know, they threw Yirmiyah down in a pit, and they left him there. They wanted to kill Yirmiyahu Navi. So therefore, that's what it means. It's referring to the situation where they threw him in the pit in order that he should die over there. Darash Rava, my dichtiv. So Yirmiyah made a prayer. What was his prayer? Yehiyu mukshalim nefanecha ba'et apecha aseh bahem. Which means they should be stumbling in front of you. In the time of your anger, you should do to them. Amar Yirmiyah lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebono Shel Olam. Afilu b'sha'a she'osim tzedakah, even at the time that the people are going to be giving tzedakah, hachshilim b'bnei adam she'enam mehuganim. Let them stumble that they should give their tzedakah to people that are not worthy. And therefore, k'de she'lo yikebelu alehem sachar. Which means, tzedakah tatsim v'mavet. But what type of tzedakah? If it's real tzedakah. But the Yirmiyah prayed, bring in front of them fakers, that are really not collectors, that are really not institutions, that really are swindlers, and they're going to give tzedakah to them, and therefore the tzedakah will not protect them, and therefore memela they will not get the reward of the tzedakah, and therefore they're going to be punished. That was Yirmiyah's prayer to the people that were going against him, that they should have the zechut to give tzedakah to the right people. Memela they will not have all the benefits of the tzedakah. V'chavod asulo b'moto. This is referring to when Hizkiah Melech died, they did a great kavod for him at the time of his death. Melamed she'oshivu yeshiva al kivro. That they put students that study Torah by his gravesite. Not exactly by his gravesite, because you're not allowed to study Torah within 4 amot of a mit. But next to the gravesite, they made a yeshiva where they said Hizkiah Melech was a very big proponent of Torah. In his time, it says they tested the children from the north of Israel to the south, and every child, 6 years old, 7 years old, was already fluent in all the intricate laws of Tum'ah v'Tahara. So therefore, as a result, they made yeshiva al-Kibro. Some say they did it for 3 days. And some say, Had Amar Shiva, some say they did it the whole Shiva, Amrila Shiloshim. Some say they did it the whole Shiloshim, all 30 days. Tanu Rabbanan, Vechavod Asu Lo Bimoto. They did a great kavod to Askiya at the time of his death. Ze Askiya Melech Yehuda, Sheyetzu Lefanav Shiloshim Veshesh Elef Halutze Katef. 36,000 Halutze Katef. What does that mean? In the olden days, when they used to go out to a funeral, they used to take off their shirt and reveal their shoulder as a sign of Avelut. So when they buried Askiya Melech, 36,000 people went out. Halutzei Katev. That was the kavod gadol asulo. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Nehemia. V'al lufnei Ahav asuchen. What do you mean? That's such a kavod. Even Ahav was not such a good man. Rasha, they did that. So what's the kavod gadol that they did? Ela shenichu sefer Torah al mitato. They took a sefer Torah and they put it on his coffin. Ve'amru kiyem ze mash ketuv baze. This man kept what's written in this sefer. Ve'idanana me'avdin enache. So what are you talking? Even today we do that. When a big tzaddik dies, we take out the Sefer Torah at the funeral. So the Gemara says, Apukeh Mafkinan. Yeah, we take it out. Anuhe lo manhinan. But we don't put it on the actual coffin. That was the Kavod Gadol that they did to Hizkiyah, that they put the Sefer Torah actually on the coffin itself. Yeah, some say even today, when a big tzaddik dies, they can put the Sefer on the coffin itself. However, Kiyem lo amrina. We don't say, Kiyem ze mashkatav, mashkatuv bazeh. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ava Azina Badet, Rabbi Yohanan, the Mishal Shemata. Rabbi Yohanan says they used to follow Rabbi Yohanan around to ask him questions, to ask him halachot. He used to walk with him. Ki Ava, Ayed Bet Kise. Even when he used to walk to the bathroom, he would follow him. Ava Ba'ina Mine Milta. And I would ask him a question. Lo Pashitlan. He wouldn't answer me until Ad the Mashiach, until he came out of the bathroom and washed his hands. Umarach Tefillin, he put his Tefillin back on again. Umivarech. He made a beracha on the, Asher Yatza, what beracha did he make? Let's see, Rashi. Kedomah Zimna Chaday says one time. Ki Ava Ayin Lebet Tekisah, meaning Rashi. Amalan Haki Kiyem, Amalan Demit, okay. How come Mr. Man maybe put on the Tefillin, the beracha of the Tefillin? So it says, Amalan, so at that moment, he's telling a personal story. Amalan Afilu Kiyem Amrinan. Today, you put a Sefer Torah on the Kiyem. You can even say, Kiyem Zeh Mash Katuv Bezeh. So then what was the big Hiddush about Hizkiya Melech? Kavod Gadol. Limed lo amrinan. But you don't say he learnt. Which means in Hizkiya's case, they said not only kiyem ze, but limed ze. Limed means he taught everything that is written in this Sefer Torah. So comes again and says, Va'amar mor gadol limud Torah, shalimud mivi lide ma'ase. Which means, the Gemara says, it sounds like that Limud Torah is great. Why is Limud Torah great? Because it brings to Ma'aseh, which is Ma'aseh, the Ma'aseh is greater. So what are you saying? Kiyem. Kiyem is only Ma'aseh. He says, no, you know what they said? Hizkiya, Limid. He learned. What do you mean? The Kiyem is greater than learning. So then why did they only say at his grave that he only fulfilled, that he learned? They should have said the higher praise. The higher praise is he fulfilled. Why did Rabbi Yohanan say that the grave of Hizkiya HaMelech? All they said was, Limed ze mash katuv bazeh. We know that Kiyum is higher than Limud. The whole reason why Limud is valuable is because it leads to Ma'aseh. So they should have said a higher praise by his grave. So Gemara says, Lakashya, Hale Migmar, Hale Agmure. Yeah, when it comes to learning, actions are better than learning. When it comes to Agmure, to teach, teaching is the highest level, teaching others. And that's what they said by the grave of Hizkiya HaMelech. Limedze, not that he learned, they meant that he taught everything that's written in this book, and that's the highest madrega. Amar Rabbi Yohanan b'Shem Rabbi Shimon Yochai. May dichtiv, Ashnechem zor'e al kol mayim mishalche regel ashor ve'achamor. Fortunate are those people that plant on the water, they throw their seeds on the water, mishalche, they send the regel of the shor and the hamor. What does this mean? Kol ha'osek b'torah b'gimut hasadim. Anybody that involves themselves in two mitzvot, they support Torah and they involve themselves in Gibbut Hasadim, Zochid, and Ahalat Shnei Shevatim. They benefit the merit of two tribes of Israel. Shnei Imad, Ashrechim Zor'e, Ve'en Zeri'a Ela Tzedakah. That's right, Shnei Imad, Ve'zir'u Lachem Tzedakah, Ve'ketzru Lefi Hasid, Ve'en Ma'ayim Ela Torah. Shnei Imad, Hoi Kol Tzameh, Lechul Amayim. So somebody gives Tzedakah. He does Gibbut Hasadim and he supports Torah. That's Ma'ayim. Zochel and Nahalat Shnei Shevatim. Zochel Lechila Ki Yosef he will benefit to the canopy of Yosef. Tichtiv ben Purat Yosef banot Sa'ada aleshur. Like it says by Yosef, he had charm, and the women would line up on the walls and would take a glance of Yosef. Vezokel nachalat Yisachar, and it will benefit the benefits of Yisachar. Tichtiv Yisachar Hamor Garim. So that's why it says Mishalchel Regel Hashor veHamor. Because Yosef is compared to Shor, Banot Sa'ada, Ale Shor, and the Hamor is Yisachar. So a person supports Torah, Zoreh, Al Kol Ma'im, right? He gives Tzedakah for Torah study and for Gemut Hasadim. He gets these Mitzvot. Ite Amre, some say, Oibab, Noflim Lefanav. His enemies will fall in front of him. Ki Yosef, Tichtibim Amim Yenagah Yahdav, Afse Ares. That he uses his horns in order to gore against the Ruhim. And it'll benefit to get intuition like Yisachar. Hamor garim mitargimin and atir benichsin. The Targum explains what does Hamor garim mean? That he's going to be rich in assets. So he's going to be like Yisachar. In the first explanation, he'll have the charm of Yosef, and I'll have the wealth of Yisachar. Yosef ikri shor bechor shoro hadar lo hadran alach arba avot. We begin the second perek. Ketzad haregel mu'edet leshaber bederech helucha. Okay, now we discuss regel. Regel is one of the avot, nizikin. So how is a regel mu'edit? What is a regel of an animal? How is it mu'edit? So it says, l'shabir b'derech helucha. When it's walking, it's mu'edit and it damages as it is walking. It steps on kelim, things like that. Ashi, ketz la regel mu'edit kelomar b'meh ha-regel mu'edit. And what makes a regel mu'edit? L'shabir b'derech helucha kelomar b'kachi mu'edit. Sh'mishabir b'derech helucha. Right? As the animal's walking in the reshut, in the regel is in the only reshut ha-nizak. When it walks in the reshut ha-nizak, it damages in the normal in its normal way. Seemingly, this is redundant. The behema is mu'edit to walk in its normal way and break things. The Gemara is going to ask. You just told me that. Isn't that the first line? Can't say that regel mu'edit. Then you tell what's the regel behema. Behema is the regel. It's the same thing. Yeah, we'll see. Haytam mibaretet. Well, let's say it kicked. That's already a shinui. Kicking is out of the normal, so that's already kidding. That would be Hatsi Nezik. Or Shayut Sirorot Minatezin Mitahat Ragleha. Or we learned Sirorot, where the animal was walking and a stone jutted from under its leg and it went and damaged. We learned already that's Halakha Noshem Sinai. Hatsi Nezik Sirorot. Okay, and no, and therefore, no, you'd be Patur, only in Reshut and Izak. That's why it's a Todah the Regel. Hatsi Nezik Tzererot is a Todav Regel. That's only punished, you only pay in Reshut HaNizak, not in Reshut HaRabim. Okay? Keren is in Reshut HaRabim, not Regel. And Hatsi Nezik Tzererot is a Todav Regel, which is in Reshut HaNizak. V'shavrat HaKerim, Mishalem Hatsi Nezik. Good, in both these cases over here, you pay Hatsi Nezik. Darsa Ala Keli. Okay, let's say it trampled on the Keli as it was walking. Veshavrato, and it broke it. Ve'nafal al kli veshavro, and then what happened? When it broke this first keli, so the first keli that broke fell on another keli and broke it. So on the first keli, that's the regel, was walking, stepped on it, broke it. So that you pay nezik shalem. But on the jutting of the keli that broke the second keli, that's sirorot. Therefore, you would pay hatsi nezik on the second keli. So Yevarah Mishnah says al rishon mishalem nezik shalem. Because that would be regular regel. V'alacharom mishalem hatsi nezik, which would be tzererot. Because the first keli jutted out and landed on the second keli. So therefore, that's the din of tzererot. Comes the Mishnah. Atanigolin mu'adim la'alech kedarkan v'leshaber. Chickens are mu'ad mitahila when they're walking and they shoot an izak. It's the derek of them to damage as they're walking. Therefore, you pay nezik shalem. Hayad dalil kashul beraglav. What is dalil? And she says, "Kol davar nekshar beregel atan negol kari dalil." Okay, anything that's attached to the chicken's leg is called a dalil. Okay, so if something attached to his leg, or shayem behades, or what he was jumping around, was mirakid. He's jumping, he's hopping around the chicken. Umishabirat kelim, and he broke kelim in such a way. Mishalem hatzi nezik. Why? The dalil hanu tzilurot. As he's walking, the dalil flew off his foot, and what? Hit kelim and broke. So the dalil is like tzilurot. It's like a rock that jutted from under his foot, and when it damps, you pay hatzi nezik tzilurot. And the case of the dancing chicken, the mehaddes is also the same thing. He's jumping around. And a rock went and hit something else. And if we pay Chatzi Nezik Tzirorot as well. Okay? That is the Mishnah. It is straightforward. All discussion of Reg. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Amar Ravina Rava. Hainu Regel. Hainu Behema. Simple question. You told me in the Mishnah we're talking Regel. What's Regel? Regel is Mu'at to damage Kedarka. And then you tell me, "Habehema mu'edet lehalech kedarka v'lazik." That's regel. That's behema. It's the same thing. So what are you repeating over? Rashi, my regel u'my behema. The tari tarti b'matnitin. Hachadai v'amay hadar tari behema mu'edet. It's the same thing. What does he have to repeat it for? Right? Amale tana avot v'chetari toldot. The Mishnah is giving you two items. It's giving you the av. And it's giving you the toldah. The av of regel is what? A regular animal that goes with its legs and damages. Rashi, Tani Avot, Regel Mamash. The Regel, Regel is the Av. Shedar Sabiraglea, Vesifak Tari Todat Behema Mu'edet Lehalech Kedarka. It doesn't say Regel in the second case. Veneshaber Begufa, Besa'ara, Beshlif Sha'alea, Derech Edukat, De Toldot De Regelen. Tezekan Matsui Vin Kavarata Lazik. Which means, the second statement is not referring to Regel anymore. It's referring to Toldot of Regel. That one, when the animal's walking in the Shulchan Nizak, it damages with its body, or damages with its the bit that's on it, or the load that's on it. Derech Eluka, that's a Toldah of Regel, because Regel is not Kavanatul Hazik, like Kedin. Regel, as it's walking, it steps on things. That's Kavanah Lazik, but it's the Derech. So therefore, the second statement of Behema is not referring to damaging in the Regel. It's referring to damage with other parts of the body, which is similar to Regel, to be a Toldah of Regel. So therefore, it's not repetition. Yesh Av, the Yesh Toldah. Comes and us, oh yeah, Elamahata Sefer Diktan. The next Mishnah says, Hashin Mu'edet. Shin Mu'edet. What's the Mu'ad of Shin? The Echod Perot. Kedarka, right? It goes to the Shutan Isaac and eats Perot. And then after it says with the Shin, is it says, Habema Mu'edet. Behema is Mu'edet. Also to eat perot. So comes my avot and my todot ika. Oh, so what's avot and todot over there? So look at Rashi. My avot and my todot ika. Leka lema de hai tana behema mu'edet echot perot v'irakot havi liut todot. Danu shem mamash. Because over there it says the behema is mu'edet to eat perot and yirakot. That's not a todah of shin. That's shachin. But you said that already. Shin is mu'edet echol kedarka. What's that? Eating fruit. And then you tell me, Habehema mu'edet echol perot v'irakot. The Chaura, you can't answer me the same answer that you gave me in this Mishnah to tell me, oh, this is avot, this is tolot, that's av, and that's av. Why the repetition by shen? What would be a todah of shen? That she says, for example, it scratches its back against the wall, and then it breaks the wall. That's hana'ah. Just like shen is hana'ah lezikah, with benefits of scratching, let's say, would be considered a todah. But not eating. Eating is enough. So he told me two cases of eating perot back to back. Shein is mu'edet echol, habehema mu'edet echol perot v'irakot. What's the repetition? So Gemara says, Hava kamahadel li bebedihuta. So when they ask this question to Rava answered to Ravina. He answered him this question, Rava to Ravina, in a jest. He told him, listen, hey, listen, I answered one Mishnah already. You answered this Mishnah. Meaning, no. He told him, I answered already the first Mishnah with Regel and the Av and the Todah. Listen, one for one. I answered this Mishnah. You answer the next Mishnah. You take a shot. So Gemara says, that's Bidihuta. In jest, like he told him. Gemara says, what's the real reason? Amar Rav Ashe, Tana Shen. Okay. The first shin is talking about of haya. What do you want to call it? Undomesticated animal. Wild. And the behema is the second case. Why would you need to tell me both? Shein of a hayah, shein of a mehema. Salkat dechamina v'shilach et be'iro ketiv. Where do we learn shein from? It says v'shilach et be'iro is animal. His behema was sent into somebody else's field. Oh, be'iro, behema. Behema in. Hayah, no. Kamash ma'lan. De hayah bechlal behema. Okay, for some reason you would have thought, because the word be'iro in the pasuk is referred to a behema. Oh, so that doesn't say hayah. But that's strange then. Because if you tell me that behemah is in the pasuk and haya is the hedush, so it goes ihake hamivede lemitni beresha. You should have told me behemah first and then haya. You're telling me it's one is for haya and one is for behemah. First, you tell me behemah. That's the one in the pasuk, and then teach me the hedush of haya. So Gemara says, "Hay de atche lemidrasha haviva le." The hedush is more precious. What's written in the Torah is obvious. The derasha is more beloved to the hachamim. Therefore, it put the shen of haya, because that was more habib to the hachamim, to what they learned. What they learned out of, the derashot, that was more precious. So they put shen first, shen haya, and then shen behema. Yache reshanami litni. Oh, so then back to our Mishnah. So if the derasha is always great, it should have put the tolda first, which means that by us it said regel. What's regel? Regel is daf, and then it says the case of what the tolda of regel. What do you mean? If you tell me the derasha is always better, the non-explicit, so put the tolda first in our mishnah. Tell me an animal that's walking into somebody else's field and damaged with its body. And then tell me regel, because you always like to tell me that the derash is more habib to hakamim. Gemara says, no, how de lo ketiva beresh, which means, that's part of the question. Put what's not written in the derash of our Mishnah. Regel is written in the Torah. V'shilah, et be'iro. But put the Torah first. Gemara says, hachi ashta, you're comparing the Mishnah of regel to the Mishnah of Shin. Hatam idi v'idi avot ninhu. Both are avot. Whether the shin eats behema or whether it's a shin of a haya, it's both avot. Then already I'll stop playing. Okay, so the one that was deduced is more habib. However, what do you want to do over here? You want to go so far? Put the toda first? Okay, relax. If they're both avot, like my shin, then I'll put the one that I deduced from midrasha first. But if you have an avot and a toda, I'm not putting the toda first. I have to put the av first. If we put regel, then it put the toda of regel. That's it. Iba et ema, or I'll tell you another answer. Iba et ema, I need a salik meregel. Patach meregel. In the last masechet, the last mishnah, the last masechet, the last perek, we talked about the regel. That she says in perek kaman daf tedvav. It says, ha-regel mu'edet. So since we ended with the case of regel mu'edet, so we started this perek with regel. Really, I could tell you, even in avot and toldot, the Tana wouldn't have a problem of putting the toldah first, because it's the hadush. The reason why it started with regel, because we wanted to continue when we ended up in the last perek, we talked about regel, so to keep the subject of regel going, we opened up with regel and this mishnah. Two answers. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a bright. A behema mu'edet lehalich kedarkal shabed. Correct. A behema is mu'edet to walk on its regular way and the damage. How? Ketsa behema shenichnasa lachaser nizak. That's right. We know already. It's only bechaser hanizak. It says ubi'ed bezde acher vezika begufa derechiduka with its body or besara derechiduka with its hair derechiduka as it's walking. Or let's say beukaf shaleha. What's the ukaf? The saddle. Ubishlif shalia. Shlif is the load that's on its back. Ubiprumbia shibifia. That's the resin. That's the reins or the bit that's in its mouth. Ubizug shibisavara. The bell that's around its neck. The hamor bemasao. For that matter, a hamor that damaged with its load. In all these cases, mishalem nezek shalem. Of course. That's todav regel, b'shuta nizak, nezik shalem. Sumchus omer zerorot, which is a behema, that let's say kicked rocks, v'hazir, or a Chazir Shaya Nover Bashpa Bezik, he was he was in the garbage dump over there with his nose, and he was, you know, picking over there the garbage, and he damaged over there. Vezik Meshalem Nezek Shalem. According to Sumchus, Sumchus holds Hadush that even Sirorot is Hayav Nezek Shalem. We hold Sirorot, and the Chavish we learned till now is Hatzi. Sumchus says no, damage Sirorot is paying Nezek Shalem. We'll see. The Gemara says Hizik, that which Sumchus just said, where the Hamor is in the Ashpa, Vizik Peshita, which means the Hazir damaged Begufo, what's Tadush? Which means if he's playing with his nose over there to the thing, he bangs something. So of course, what do you mean? Oh, he has to give me a big Hadush. That's Megan. That's a Derech Lazik. He wanted, as he was eating, he damaged something. That's like walking. He damaged with his body. What did Sumchus come out of his way? Oh, Hazir Shizik, Peshita, that's a regular case of Regan. What would you add me with the Hazir case? So Gemara says, Ela Ema, Hitiz Vihizik. Now, he didn't damage directly. Hitiz, as he was eating, a rock jutted out and damaged, and the Hadush over there is at Sinarot. Oh, so the Hadush is Mishalim Nezik Shalem. Oh, that's the Hadush of it, because we hold that what? Hatzi Nezik Sirorot. Hadush of Sumchus is, no, it pays Nezik Shalem. Sirorot, Mandechar Shemayu. Hold it. Sumchus, who's talking about Sirorot? You entered into the subject of Sirorot. Tere command, the writer said what? Hezika Begufa, Beprumbia Shalea, Besara, Bezug Shalea. So what, regular regim? Who, all of a sudden you come in along and say, and Hazir, that damaged Tzirorot, who's talking about Tzirorot? That you're coming along discussing this subject. Tarek Madri mentioned Tzirorot. So Gemara says, Hasul Emech Salam V'Achi Ketari. He did mention it. The Braita is missing some words, and read it like this. Tzirorot ki urhayu hatzinezek. V'Hazir shayan over v'ashwa v'etiz v'zik mishalem nezek shalem. Hatzir Nezek, correct. Which means, Hatzir Tarakamat, put this in Tarakamat's words. Tzir Vit Regel Nezek Shalem. Oh, Vitzirorot. What's Sirorot? Where it did not kick the rock, but that's already Hatzir Nezek. And therefore, Hazir, that was in the garbage dump, that was eating and he kicked someone, he jutted something out and caused it to damage, Hatzir Nezek. And so, of course, comes along and says, of course, Omer, Sirorot, Vahazir Shayar Avir Vashva, Vetiz Vezik, Meshalem, Nezek, Shalem. So, therefore, it was discussed by Tanakama, and therefore, Sumchus is not out of line when he mentions the subject of Sirorot. We continue, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Tevnegolim. Shayu mafrihim the makom the makom. What are they doing? They're jumping around. They're jumping around. They're fluttering their wings. Okay, what happened? Veshibiru kedim bechanfehim. Oh, as they were shaking their wings, they broke kelim with their wings. Mishalem nezek shalem. So you have to pay nezek shalem. Okay, that's begufa. That's not tzirorot. They hit the actual keli. That's kedar kam. And therefore the chavarat's like regel. And therefore they have to pay for the damage. Beruach shebekanfehim mishalmim hatzi nezek. But let's say as a result of the wind that's created from their wings, that they damage them, that's Sirorot. Because that's Mikoah. Right? The Koah, what's Sirorot? They hit the rock, and from the rock, the Koah went and hit something else. So here the same thing over here. The flapping of the wings caused the wind. The wind came and blew the thing and broke something. So what's in that place? Nezik, Hatsi Nezik, like Sirorot. Beruach shebekan fehim shem Hatsi Nezik. Sumchus Omer, Nezik Shalem. There you go again. Sumchus holds, it is Nezik Shalem. Tanya Idach, we have another Braita. Tanegolim shayu mehadesin. What are they doing? They're dancing. Al gabe isa, on dough, ve al gabe perot, or on fruit, ve tunfu, when they dirtied them as a result, or nikeru, they
pecked away at it with its beak into the dough or into the perot over there. Mishalim nezik shalim. Okay, that's already regel. That's a normal derech, what their body that they damaged. But let's say as they were walking, they caused afar to go onto the perot or to the dough or things like that. Mishalmim hatsi nizik, because they didn't do it directly. They did it via the afar as they were walking. Sumchus again says, Omer nezik shalem. Tanya idach. We have a third braita. Tanigol shayam mafriyah. Mimakom lemakom. ויצתה רוח מתחת כנפה ושברת הכלים של חצי נזק סתמה כרבנן.
Okay, this brayta has no two opinions. This brayta has one opinion. Whose opinion is that?
The rabbis that hold tzerorot is indeed חצי נזק. So now the Gemara is going to explain this machloket between Sumchus and the Hakam. Basically, it's a tzerorot machloket in different scenarios. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Bishlama Sumchus. I understand Sumchus. Katsavar, Kocho Kegufo Dame.
Good. He holds whatever happens as a result of your koach is like your body. There's two ways of damage. The animal can damage directly as it's walking, or through its force can cause a damage to its koho. It juts the rock and the rock gets hit. But that's coming from his koach. So you hold koho ki gufo, so therefore just like gufo is nezik shalem, koho is also nezik shalem. Now we can understand that.
However, ela rabbanan, I ki gufo dame ko nezik b'ele shalem, vilav ki gufo dame,
and if they hold that it's not ki gufo,
hatsi nezik dame lo le shalem. Right? Should be geramad, we should be patur legamre, right?
Which means you only pay hatsi nezik on a mishuneh. Keren is mishuneh. Keren is out of the ordinary, so you have to pay. But this is the derech. It is darko. But what? It's darko via koho. And the Torah says you only pay regel when it's coming from gufo, according to Rabbanan. And koho is not like gufo. So therefore there should be no payment. Because we never saw a hatsi nezik on something that's kedarko. We only see hatsi nezik on shelo kedarko, like keren. Okay, so this is kedarko. Wait, in kedarkos we only see things that are gufo. So this is a new creation. This is a kederech al yedei koho. Well, if you hold koho kegufo, it should be nezik shalem. But if you hold koho and kegufo, so therefore you shouldn't pay anything.
Comes the Gemara and says, Hadar amar Rava leolam kegufo dameh.
Really, it is kegufo.
However, v'hatzi nezik sirorot hilcheta gemiri las.
We said from the beginning, halacha
leMoshe v'Sinai, that's the situation of
sirorot. That really, you're right. Should pay nezik shalem. Halacha Moshe teach me it pays hatzi nezik. Baruch Adonai le'olam.